WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You know, way down yonder, Memphis, Tennessee. Jug band music sounds sweet to me because it sounds so sweet. Oh, you know the heart to beat. And all the jug band music sang what a treat to me.
Memphis during the 1920s and 30s was a crossroads for black Americans, a place where the country met the city. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says it gave acts like the Memphis Jug Band a chance to make some unusual and distinctly American music.
If attitude counts, then the Memphis Jug Band may have been the first rock and roll band ever. And although I can find hardly any information about them in print, the 81 recordings they made between 1927 and 1934 certainly tell a bit of the story. By the time they made their first record, Son Brimmer's Blues, the Memphis Jug Band was already an accomplished working band popular with blacks and whites alike in Memphis. They were as frequently booked as a novelty attraction at white country clubs as they were on black vaudeville shows on Beale Street. Although members came and went, the one thing you could always count on was that Will Shade would be playing guitar and harmonica, and nearly always Ben Ramey would play the kazoo. Everybody shared the singing, and on a few of their early records, Shade's wife, Jenny Clayton, contributed typical Memphis-style vocals.
I can't be fuzzy, man. I can't stay away. I can't sleep dreaming. I can't stay away for the
But what made them a jug band was the fact that they had a jug as a bass instrument, usually a tin one into which the player buzzed his lips as if he were playing a tuba.
Build a whitewashed station 2 miles of blue to put a jug band I have a jam. I built a whitewash station, 2 miles of glory, put a jug band to have a chance. You can toot your whistle, blow your horn, the Memphis jug band done been here and gone. Whitewash station, 2 miles of glory, put a jug band to have a chance. I did, jug band to have a chance.
The homemade, spontaneous quality of the instrumentation, combined with the fact that they did all kinds of material, made them a hit. They weren't the only jug band around, of course. Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers, among many others, were big around Memphis. But they were one of the best, because when they weren't stealing traditional songs, they were writing some of the best around.
Stealing, stealing, put it, mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Now put your arms around me like the circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my easy ride I done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. Stealing.
Songs like Stealin' Stealin' became standards during the folk revival in the 60s. But the jug band was also capable of great drama in their songs, as Will Shade's memory of World War I shows in a song they recorded in several different versions.
I'm going to Newport East, just to see a Caroline die. I'm going to Newport East, just to see a Caroline die. She's a fortune-telling woman, oh Lord, and she don't tell no lies. I'm going to steal myself. I'm going to Newport News, partner. Catch a bad ship across the door, Marcy. I'm going to Newport News. Catch a bad ship across the door.
doggone thing. Because that looking hard way, oh Lord, you don't agree with me.
Aunt Caroline Dyer, also known as Newport News, was one of their masterpieces, with its odd rhythmic lurches and surrealistic flashes of the war. In fact, surrealism was a jug band's specialty, as the famous Lindbergh Hop makes clear.
I know they're gonna write to me when they get across the sea every chance, when that Washington lands in France.
I ain't saying, oh now, sugar baby.
Now, nah, mama, don't you weep and moan. Uncle Sam's got your man and gone. Now he's doing that limbo across the sea. Now, mama, how can it be? You went way across the sea just to keep on doing that Lindy Bird with me.
Oh, babe, now I done told you.
Well, had my uniforms on, I could lend it show as you wrong. Then I do that limbo across the sea.
The Depression crushed the record business, at least as far as the recording of weird black musicians was concerned, and yet the Memphis Jug Band managed to make plenty of money playing live even after their 1930 sessions for Victor, their last until a 1934 session for OK that produced virtually no sales. Their music combines white pop, country blues, a whiff of jazz, and plenty of ragtime, and their lyrics celebrate evil women, cocaine, sex, drinking, cavemen, Memphis, and, of course, the Jug Band itself. I can only imagine seeing them, Will Shade clowning with his harmonica, the jug player dancing, and the guitar players picking like crazy. Maybe RCA Victor, which has done such a good job rescuing their jazz classics, will see fit to give us a definitive reissue of the best of the Memphis Jug Band so that we can start the debate. Were they the first rock and roll band?
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.